Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
From dramatic drops from up high, to hilariously bad manoeuvres that still left you with a bloody nose, some moves are just a pain in the ass to take. And these wrestlers would quite happily live the rest of their lives without being caught on the receiving end of them ever again. I'm Gareth from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 wrestlers who hated taking wrestling moves. Number 10, Bret Hart thought the Doomsday Device was stiff enough. The impact made by the Legion of Doom / Road Warriors on tag team wrestling can still be felt today, with many talented units of the modern generation still opting to utilize the duo's dynamic finisher, or even a modified version of it in their own arsenals today. However, just because the Doomsday Device went on to become an iconic match-ender doesn't mean it was always a walk in the park to take. As Bret Hart famously noted during his 2006 WWE Hall of Fame induction, when recounting the tale of Road Warrior Animal and Hawk performing their signature move on Vince McMahon himself in a bar, the two were looking to take the boss's head off in the surreal setting, and their finish was bad enough as it was. The hitman would then clarify soon after, stiff enough anyway, clearly suggesting that he wasn't a fan of the pair's execution of the devastating weapon. Interestingly, Hart would famously draw inspiration from the Legion of Doom when crafting the Hart Foundation's own iconic Hart Attack finisher, swapping Jim Neidhart holding their opponent in a bear hug instead of on his shoulders to ensure a safer but no less impressive landing. Number 9, Triple H despised the People's Elbow. The Rock and Triple H had perhaps one of the most underrated rivalries the Attitude Era had to offer over the course of the most successful era in wrestling history. And it's rather hilarious to note that the pair are still going out of their way to throw cheeky digs and fire shots at one another all these years later. Coming during a BBC Radio 1 appearance in 2017, the game recalled that the Great One's People's Elbow initially started out as something of a joke. In short, the move was Rock's attempt to make The Undertaker corpse and break character on the house show circuit. However, over time, a weapon which the Cerebral Assassin defined as the hokiest move ever would take on a life of its own. As Trips would reveal, though, just because it looked ridiculous didn't necessarily mean you came away from it without a scratch. As Trips put it, he runs back and forth and then he comes up and drops an elbow on you. That looks like it barely touches you, except a lot of times the point of his elbow hits you right in the mouth. And you come up bleeding and you're like, how can you bust me open on that? How indeed. Number 8, watching back one particular Hurricane Rana scares Kenny Omega. A wrestler as seemingly fearless and insanely innovative as Kenny Omega doesn't strike you as someone who would harbor any fear towards performing or being on the receiving end of any move. But as the current AEW World Champion admitted himself a few years ago during an interview with a music blog, there was one bump during a match with old Golden Lovers pal Kota Ibushi back in 2012, which still gives him the shivers today. With the two men eventing a match in Budokan Arena, the cleaner felt they had to pull out all the stops to impress those in attendance. This included executing a top rope Hurricane Rana to the outside, which looked and sounded as painful as you'd expect it to. Describing the sensation he felt in the wake of the move, Omega confessed, "You feel your insides bounce and hit the top of your ribcage. It was gross, and I would never ever do it again. Seeing the footage scares me." If Kenny Omega thinks it's a bad idea, you better believe it's not worth doing again. Number 7, Drew McIntyre will never forget the Hell of the Cell. In the space of less than a year, Drew McIntyre has found himself thrown into the unforgiving Hell in a Cell environment on two separate occasions. For most performers, this isn't what you class as a desirable stat to possess. But for a star who is admittedly terrified of heights, you have to imagine it was a living nightmare for the Scot. But while going toe-to-toe with Bobby Lashley inside of a cage likely wasn't a fun day at the office this year, it was Drew's showdown with Randy Orton, and more specifically a bump he took during October's version of the pay-per-view, which left him with a more bitter taste in his mouth. McIntyre recalled his thought process to Fox Sports in the wake of his tumble, confessing, "I hate heights. It's gonna hurt like hell. I'm one of the bigger guys, aside from Foley, that's come off the Cell. I'm like 6'5", legitimately 270 pounds. That table's gonna hopefully break my fall." It didn't. It was the worst fall of my life. Luckily, the former champ wasn't required to take the dive again in 2020. Number 6, steel chair shots are no joke. Just ask Kofi Kingston. John Cena once noted that being hit by a steel chair can be likened to a swarm of killer bees devouring your soul. So if that doesn't help you understand the sheer level of pain a wrestler feels when being walloped by this go-to weapon, perhaps Kofi Kingston's experience of very nearly bursting into tears on an episode of SmackDown will do the trick. The attack came during the 2019 gauntlet bout that saw Kingston having to overcome the likes of Rowan, The Bar, Randy Orton, Samoa Joe, and then WWE Champion Daniel Bryan. In Kofi's own words, "I almost cried on television because Rowan hit me so hard in the back with a steel chair." For people who go, "Oh, those chairs, they're not real chairs, is they?" Oh, they're real. The fact that this trauma took place halfway through the gauntlet and Kingston still soldiered on only makes us adore the star even more. Number 5, Kevin Owens still winces at the thought of hitting the ring apron. As revealed by a Twitter fan clearly having a ball reminiscing about the good old days of Steen, the now WWE man once took what can best be described as a Death Valley driver from the barricade onto the ring apron from Nigel McGuinness. But even that summary doesn't do the barbaric move justice. Owens himself admitted in a reply to the tweet, "To this day, the most painful thing that ever happened to me during a match." Ever wonder why Owens is quick to pop up powerbomb rivals onto the apron but never finds himself in that sort of perilous situation? He evidently absolutely despises the hardest part of the ring. Number 4, Stone Cold Steve Austin didn't enjoy the Lion Tamer. Even at the veteran age of 50 years young, Chris Jericho can still be found cinching in one of the all-time great submission finishers over in the land of All Elite. But just because the Walls of Jericho slash Lion Tamer has been an ever-present part of Le Champion's arsenal for the majority of his story career, doesn't mean absolutely everyone was in a rush to be bent in half for our entertainment. One rather notable legend in particular was fairly outspoken about the Demo God's chosen signature submission, claiming that the OG Lion Tamer was unnecessarily painful. Jericho admitted in his undisputed book that his rival fell into the unfortunate category of folks he struggled to safely apply his old move on. Y2J was told to keep his tamer to himself because Stone Cold said so. Number 3, Kurt Angle thinks the last ride sucks. The dangers that can arise from taking a tombstone piledriver are fairly self-explanatory, but you may be surprised to hear that it was actually the last ride that struck more fear into the dead man's colleagues. Former Olympic gold medalist with a broken frickin' neck and wrestling legend Kurt Angle has happily admitted that the move that really concerned him when it came time to throw down with the Phenom was that very modified powerbomb. As Angle put it after being asked which finishing move he hated taking the most on his podcast, "I mean, you talk about wanting to crap your pants when you hit the mat. It's a very forceful move. And he is 7 feet tall, so when he puts his hands up, you are 8 feet in the air before he powerbombs you for the last ride." When you put it that way, it's really no surprise Angle genuinely dreaded being sent for this dizzying ride. Number 2, AJ Styles isn't in a rush to take a powerbomb. When talking to The Wrap a few years ago, the then newly signed WWE talent confessed that while it can vary in terms of what move hurts more than others, if he had to choose the one that sucked the most, it would have to be a good old-fashioned powerbomb. Styles would admit, "It's hard to say. Powerbombs aren't the most pleasant things to take. That obviously depends who's giving them. When you're taking it from a guy who's 7 foot tall, well, it is what it is." Fingers crossed Omos doesn't incorporate a sit-down powerbomb into his toolkit before AJ's inevitable split from the Giant. Number 1, The Undertaker wasn't a fan of a chop. Few moves elicit the sort of immediate feedback that the sight of a sweetly timed chop does when executed to perfection in the squared circle. What you may not know about this trusty age-old wrestling tool, though, is that it's also the only move that ever left the terrifying Undertaker wishing he was anywhere else but inside of a wrestling ring. As many of his former colleagues have revealed over the years, Mark Calloway absolutely detested being chopped. Bully Ray has described feeling the wrath of the Phenom after letting rip an ill-advised backhand on him mid-match. And Ric Flair stated that Taker would only allow him 3 chops per match. Adding further weight to the chopping tales, Calloway himself confirmed his hate for the move on the bump last year. To summarize, you'd have to be a brave man to happily deliver a chop to an intimidating legend like the Deadman, as many unfortunate souls found out over the course of a dominant 30-year career.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.